Hello and welcome to Nebraska Prep Zone Report. I'm your host, Jake Anderson, and we have Mike and Mike with us. World Herald Prep Recruiting Specialist Mike Sauter and Mike Patterson, the girls basketball expert here in Nebraska, to preview the girls state tournament. Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Great, Jake. Thanks.
Mike Patterson breaks down the tournament for us every year, makes his fearless predictions, which are never wrong. So you have each game, you winner, you can go and know who exactly is going to win. So, Mike, I figure we could start with Class A here, go through your breakdown, favorite, dark horse, and for the viewers at home, I've got my pick for each class.
All right. I'll be waiting to hear that, Jake. So, starting with Class A.
You got to beat Stu this year in your prediction, so
that's
you
right.
Do a good job.
I beat Stu in the fall with the volleyball predictions over the football predictions, so we'll see if we can do it again, girls basketball over boys. But, boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be tough. And, Jake, starting with Class A, that's probably one of the toughest ones. I was just talking to Mike earlier, and, any one of these eight teams probably has a chance to win it. Lincoln Pius the 10th is the favorite. They've got a really good inside game. I think other teams might have better guards than they do. Millard South is the two-time runner-up the last 2 years, so they definitely got the motivation. Millard North has really had a nice season this year. Papio won the holiday tournament. So, a case can be made for any of those teams, and a couple Lincoln teams, I think, really have a good shot. So, I am really torn here, Jake, between Millard North and Millard South, and I really don't know exactly which way to go. I could see either one of those winning, and really, if a game had gone a little differently, those two teams would have been playing in the first round. So, I'd say one of those two teams, and maybe Papio is a dark horse. They were playing better earlier in the season, then they tailed off, and they kind of been coming on a little bit late. So what do you think?
I kind of agree. I think it'll be Millard South, probably Millard South, Millard North, or the sort of favorites, if you will, if you take the seeding out of it. Papio is scary. Any one of these teams could win. Papio's scary. Benson's playing well, has Quenisha Lockett, who one of the best players in the tournament. Westside has the experience, and I mean part of that is will go a long ways. And
defending champs,
and Southwest won 2 years ago, and some of those girls know it too. But I'm gonna agree with you on that, and I guess my dark horse, if you will be stabbing the dark here, because I think that really Southwest. Probably my dark horse to win it. Even though I really like Westside.
I saw Southwest play a really good game against Westside about mid-season. They just went in and really stuck it to the Warriors. So I think the Silverhawks definitely belong in this conversation.
Yeah. I would guess that'll be my – I guess I have to stick to it, so that'll be my dark horse pick.
This makes me feel even worse about my pick. I went with Westside. That – obviously is going to pay off handsomely. Class B, let's break that down here.
All right, this is another tough class. I hate to sound like a broken record, Jake, but
tough.
I was talking to a couple of the Class B coaches, and kind of one of the X factors with Class B is that they play their district finals so far in advance of the state tournament that they basically got 12 days leading up to state. So a lot of times it's whichever team handles that 12-day layoff, because it's almost like starting the season over again. And Elkhorn was that team last year that was able to manage that layoff, and they went all the way to the state title, beating South Sioux City. South Sioux, probably a team that I might have picked. They're not even at the state tournament because Elkhorn South beat them in a district final, so... And Elkhorn South is the number 8 seed.
They're better than
the there's
record,
no question.
For sure.
No question. You look at their record, 12-13, and I don't think anybody's going to say, well, they're not very good because they're 12-13 because they're playing a Class A schedule. So, looking at the favorite here, Sydney is the number 1 seed, but I can't really see them as a pre-tournament favorite. I probably might be torn between those two Elkhorn teams, Elkhorn or Elkhorn South, to maybe get it done.
I think for me, I think Scutt is. I'll just start. Scutt's probably the dark horse team for me. They have size, obviously really well coached, and Lindsay Krause is like different level athlete than we've seen in a long time. I agree. I think Elkhorn South is probably should they're the 8 seed, but they're better than that. And I could see them playing Crete Scut will be good because Morgan Malley's one of the better players in the state, no matter the mm-hmm. class. Obviously, John Larson, the coach, has done a fantastic job. So if that'll be a neat game, I guess, with both of those coaches coming back to the sideline, right? You wrote about them at the
right,
end of the year.
Right.
So, and Seward's always good. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Scut.
Interesting. I'd probably say Scut is my dark horse because, like you said, they've got the size and Lindsey Krause and Sydney McDermott, Greg's daughter. Good volleyball players, but they're not Sydney especially is a really good basketball player.
Yeah. I'm gonna just kind of go off the rails here. I'm gonna say Scut wins it, and dark horse would be Elk. I mean, obviously Elkhorn South, but I think they're better than that. But I'm going to say Elkhorn is kind of the dark horse, just looking at seeding.
You know, it would be interesting if Scut did win it, is that Kip Colony, the longtime Millard West coach, has taken them to state many years, and they never did win state. So this, if he could take Scut to a state championship, that would be huge for Scut and huge for Kip.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go against the grain again. A team that you guys didn't discuss, Waverly, is my pick here.
Zach Taylor really likes that team too. one of our copy editors here in the office. He's a Waverly grad also, but
We call them the Fighting Taglers for that reason.
Right. You know, the Vikings have had a really nice season. You look at their record, 22-2. They're the number 2 seed, but we were talking about the parity this year in Class A and Class B, and Waverly first round has to play Elkhorn, so. I could see either one of those teams winning it. I could see either one of those teams getting knocked out in the first round. Right. So if the Vikings can survive that one, you know, maybe they'll go a ways.
Real quick here on Class B, because you talked a little bit about the layoff. And to me, a team like Elkhorn South, I feel like that could hurt them or help them because maybe they've been worn down from that Class A schedule. You know, how much could that, playing that Class A, you play the higher level, how much could that help or hurt them? And then you have the layoff.
Right. That's kind of an X factor there, I guess. Even having said that, though, I'm not sure any coach wants to have that 12-day layoff. But, if they could have maybe 4 or 5 days and then get after it soon afterwards. But, it's just the longest layoff of any class leading up to state. But, that is an interesting theory because they have had a grind of a schedule to this point.
That's something, just real quick, back up to A, is Benson and East both played on Monday. And then, if they're going to win it, they got to play 4 games in 6 days. And, everyone's kind of making a big deal about that. But I'd rather play 4 games in 6 days than no games in 12.
I don't think coach is going to complain about playing 4 games in 6
days.
Because that means you're...
Really, though, AAU-wise, it's a totally different game. But in the summer, they play 5 in 2 days.
Right,
so
right.
It's not the same style and a lot more substitutions and stuff, so it's different. But that whole 4 and 6, I'm just it's not that big of a deal, and it might be an advantage. in this situation,
kind of remains to be seen.
Yeah,
let's jump to Class C1 here, where again, I feel like I'm going to take the words out of your mouth here, but another tough class, and you have Wahoo. I feel like is there every year.
This one, I think there's a little more clarity as far as who I like here, and they're both in that bottom bracket.
Yeah.
The Battle of Wahoo and Wahoo Newman. Like I said, Wahoo High, they're there quite a bit. They had an injury last year right before the tournament started, and then they got beat right off the bat. So I know they want to make amends for that. Wahoo Newman went all the way to the final last year. They lost in overtime to Columbus SCOTUS, so they've got their motivation. I look at that other side of the bracket. Mitchell is the number 1 seed. They're kind of that X factor, the team
year,
that's
right, to the final, or was it finals or semifinals? If I remember, I can't remember. But
I think they went to the semis, maybe.
Semis, yeah.
Because SCOTUS and Newman were in the final.
Yep.
But I think that Wahoo and Wahoo Newman game, which could be a semifinal, could turn out to be for the state championship. Newman beat them in sub-districts, but that's a tough one. I'd probably go with either one of those two teams, but that other side of the bracket's got some quality too, so I'd say either Wahoo or Wahoo Newman, and maybe as a dark horse on that other side of the bracket, Lincoln Christian, possibly. They've had some good games this year, and West Point Beamer also has had some really good efforts. So I'd say maybe Lincoln Christian as the dark horse.
I really considered West Point Beamer. I went with Wahoo Newman, though. The experience, it to me, it says something when you're there every year. You have that system in place. I think I'm going to go Wahoo Newman.
I think the winner of if Newman and Wahoo play in the semi, whoever wins that's going to win it. So kind of agree with you on that. I don't know. Mitchell, like, they have awesome size. What's her name? I forget her name. Committed to UNLV.
Kiana Wilford.
Kiana Wilford, yeah. I mean, she's like 6'2", 6'3", right? She's really good. I remember watching her last year at the state tournament, and I don't want to pick. I'm going to pick Wahoo, even though I'm just going to pick Wahoo. I don't know why. I'm going to pick them to win, and then I'll pick I'm going to pick Mitchell as a dark horse, even though they're the number one seed, but, like, you know, no one's really realistically giving them a chance. So I'll pick them.
All right, let's go to C2 here. And I'm going to start us off here with my pick because I don't think this is going to be much of a shock. I'm going to go with Hastings St. Cecilia, the number one seed. To me, they're just, you know, 23-1. They're coming in. They're there every year. To me, that matters.
Yeah. Be careful, Jake.
I agree. I agree with everything Jake just said, but here's the thing. When you look at the way the brackets are set up, a lot of times I think the top seed has a really nice road. You look at what Hastings St. Cecilia, the top seed, has. They got Superior right off the bat. Defending champ Superior, Kalen Meyer, who averages about 50 points and 50 rebounds. I'm a little high on those numbers, but she's really good. And if they survive that one, I'm guessing probably Oakland Craig in the semis. And Dacey Nelson
leads
is
the state in scoring.
Yes, leads the state in scoring. So, I mean, I don't think St. Cecilia by any means has gotten any favors as that top seed. But having said that, I probably, the season that they've had, I would probably pick them too. But if I kind of chickened out and wanted to get away from that side of the bracket, I'd probably look at Crofton down on the other side of the bracket because they've had a really good season too. I don't think the way that bottom bracket sets up is quite the grinder that St. Cecilia is looking at.
It's kind of the opposite of C1, where the bottom of that bracket is the tougher road, I think. I agree. You said St. Cecilia. I don't know. Superior's good. Oakland Craig's good. That top half is tough. Crofton would be my kind of, I guess, I'm going to go with Crofton to win just because I think it's an easier side of the bracket or not as difficult. But my dark horse would be either Superior or Oakland Craig.
You know, I saw this Oakland Craig team. We mentioned them. They came into Omaha and played in that tournament at Creighton, and they beat Gretna, Class A team. Yeah. Granted, it wasn't a real vintage Gretna team, but for a C2 team to come into Omaha and beat a Class A team, that's pretty good. So that's something positive for them. But having said that, boy, cross your fingers and hope St. Cecilia can navigate that tough road. Again, it's one of those where I could see them losing that first round against Superior, or they could take win. It all.
Yeah. I don't think I felt good about any of my picks so far after hearing you guys.
Okay, maybe we should just be quiet. Stick by your guns, Jake. Don't listen to us.
All right, Class D1 here, and this is another tough bracket here. I am going to go Pleasanton here. What are your thoughts on that one?
Okay, I think I've got Pleasanton ranked number one right now. I mean, they got a great record, 25-1. However, I'm going to differ from you here, Jake, because I'm going to take a team, again, doesn't have a glittering record, but Fremont Bergen, 16-8. Really tough schedule. I mean, they're a D1 team playing a lot of C1 teams. I just think that maybe that tough schedule has gotten them prepared for this tournament, even though tough first rounder against Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family. I think if they can get past that one, then I think they've got a really good chance of winning it. They've got some of the same girls that were on the state championship volleyball team, so they've got that going for them. They got that state tournament experience. So, again, I'm going to kind of cross my fingers and take a shot with Bergen there.
So I'm going to differ from you. I'm going to say I really, really like Humphrey. I saw them play at the Nebraska Wesleyan Holiday Tournament. They have one of the best guards in the state, only a sophomore. When I say in the state, I mean all classes in the state. He's really, really good. And so I'm going to go Humphrey just because I've seen them play. I haven't seen anyone else. And then as my dark horse, I'll go Humphrey. And then I'll go Pleasant, and I'll go with you, Mike, on that one.
That's
trust your judgment.
That helps me feel better. First class all day. I'll get on.
You know, North Platte St. Pat's is the number one seed. We haven't really talked about them.
Yeah.
Right. Again, it's sort of that unknown team from outstate with a really outstanding record. I mean, that could be Sydney in Class B. It's Mitchell in C1. It's this team here in D1. So North Platte St. Pat's, you're never really sure what's going to happen until they get to state. So
that early morning 9 a.m. game, off travel.
Yeah.
All right, let's go D2 here, our last class. And I'm not going to pick a 1 or 2 seed in this one here. I'm going to go with BDS. I think that they have Mullen's a tough game for them, but I think that they can make it through from that bottom half of the bracket.
BDS being brooding Davenport Schickley, of course.
Mm-hmm. You have to say all three.
Yes. So. Yes. Just, you know, when you say the initials, a lot of times people are like, who is that? Who is that? But anyway, they've been there enough. I think a lot of people know who that is. I'm going to stick with the chalk here and go with the top seed, which is Sacred Heart. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've had a nice season. They didn't win the Mudeikis tournament this year. Sterling beat them, but ever since then they've had a really nice season. So I'm gonna go with Sacred Heart.
So I got my Humphreys mixed up. So I saw Humphrey St. Francis play at the Wesleyan tournament. Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family, although I did watch them play, and they handled BRLD, which is Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur, in the makeup game for the game of the week stuff. So, but I'm still going to not change my pick on.
Okay. Are you going with both Humphrey teams?
Allison Wiedner is the guard, sophomore. She is good. She plays like a boy, which is an ultimate compliment. I'm going to go with St. Francis because I've watched them play.
You know, if both these Humphrey teams win,
They're going to have
guy.
A party in Humphrey.
They're going to erect a statue of this guy
they
in
might
Humphrey.
All actually get along one time. No, I'm just... so I'll say Humphrey St. Francis, and then... but Fall City Circuit Heart, obviously, is just kind of traditionally good.
They're not a high-scoring team, but, you know, they can win a low-scoring game, but they can light it up sometimes, too. They've really got the tradition. They're, again... Like you said, Jake, a lot of teams are here every year, and that's definitely Sacred Heart.
And I've seen BDS play twice this year, girls. So,
Sacred Heart was in the final last year, weren't they?
Sacred Heart won.
Boys
it.
Were.
Boys.
Yeah. I can't remember who they beat, but Sacred Heart won it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we've got six tough classes here, a weekend full of basketball at Pinnacle Bank, as well as a couple games at Devaney. Should be a great weekend. We can check out all of your coverage, Mike and Mike, on anyprepzone.com, NebHS Recruiting. We'll have breakdowns, previews for each class. And where can they find you guys on Twitter for updates throughout the tournament?
My Twitter is M. Patterson, OWH. And, be updating that all day long, all 3 days of the tournament, and looking ahead all 3 days of the boys' tournament.
I'm going to just try and do some more special video stuff, different ideas and things throughout the tournament. So that'll be fun. And then just kind of focus on some of the top kind of recruited players or ones that are going to be throughout the current tournament. So that's kind of my plan going into it.
And we'll have live coverage on anyprepzone.com, live updates, omaha.com, all throughout the tournament. Be sure to check those out. Check us out at omaha.com/subscribe to get all the behind-the-scenes coverage. $0.99 for a first month. Fantastic deal for everything that's wrapped into that. Check us out at omaha.com/podcasts.
Real quick on that subscription thing. We had 18 preps only stories yesterday. 18 of just Nebraska prep stories yesterday. That's like incredible.
You're not going to find that anywhere else in the state.
No. Or any other state.
I think I wrote 15. Who wrote the other three?
I wrote two.
I agree with Mike, you know, for the money and for the production. And high school sports is so important to the Omaha World Herald. It's always been, and we're committed to covering the high schools as much as we possibly can. And I just think we got a great group of people working to that end to cover the high schools the best we can.
Definitely. I couldn't have said that better myself. Thanks for joining us, Mike. We'll have to have you back for baseball season, help preview the season and state finals. Come back next week. We'll have another special guest to preview the boys' state tournament.
Wonder who that's going
to
be.
I don't know. Mike will be there to chime in again, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, hit that subscribe button.